我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，感谢神，海润姐妹给我们很好的见证。
Thank God, Sister Irene gave us a very wonderful testimony.
科学我们可以相信，因为科学可以实验。
Science we can believe in because it's based on repetitive tests.
啊，信仰对象是神。
And in our faith, our object is God Himself.
神看不见也摸不到。
God cannot be seen, cannot be touched.
那为什么我们可以相信神？
But yet, why do we believe in Him?
啊，在他的见证里面就给我们很清楚的答案。
And her testimony gave us a very clear answer.
就是我们的体验。
It is through experiencing Him personally.
神是又真又活的神。
For our God is a true and living God.
真就是他不会改变。
True means He shall never change.
活就是他跟人会互动。
Living means that He will interact with us.
那祷告就是跟神互动最清楚的体验。
And prayer is the most direct way to interact with our Lord.
所以我们诸位朋友，如果你想要追求神。
So our friends, if you have this heart to desire to pursue God,
但是你觉得看不到，我信不下去。
Today you have not seen God, so it's hard for you to believe.
那我们就改一个方法，我用体验的来认识他。
And I suggest you another way, which is to seek to experience God.
那祷告就是在我们真耶稣教会祷告就是最体验神最有力量最清楚的方法。
A remarkable thing about True Jesus Church is that we can directly experience God through prayer.
好像小孩子，你跟他解释电，他听不懂。
As if you're explaining electricity to a child.
但是如果他摸到插头，他就知道有电。
They don't understand, and it's very hard to explain to them. But today, if they're shocked by an outlet, they will know.
所以对一个一生都没有接触神的人来讲，在听圣经好像很难了解。
And for someone who has never heard about the Bible, it's very hard for them to understand or believe.
但是我们跪下去祷告，得到圣灵，我们就摸到神。
By the moment that we kneel down and pray to God and receive the Holy Spirit, we receive and touch God immediately.
我们就知道有神，而且神就住在我里面。
And we'll know that there really exists a God and that He dwells today within us.
那要相信神就很简单了。
And then it'll be so simple to believe that Jesus exists.
那这有几个问题啊。
And we have several questions that's been raised here.
可以不可以解释复活节？
Could someone please explain Easter?
复活节哈。
What is Easter?
是一般基督教的一个节日。
It is one of the celebrations or holidays by most mainstream Christian churches.
主要跟主耶稣复活有关。
And they believe on Easter is to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣复活是我们信仰最重要的一部分。
We believe that Lord Jesus' resurrection is the most critical part and foundation of our faith.
圣经说，如果耶稣没有复活
，For the Bible states that if Lord Jesus did not resurrect,
那我们信就白信了。
Then what we have believed has been in vain.
因为人死了活不起来。
Because when a man dies, he can no longer resurrect.
耶稣复活给我们一个希望。
But today we know that we can resurrect too because Jesus has resurrected.
如果他可以从死里复活
For if he can resurrect,
我们信他也可以从死里复活
We too who believe in him shall resurrect as he has done.
所以耶稣复活是基督教最重要一个教义
And therefore the greatest, most important teaching is that Jesus resurrected.
但是圣经找不到我们用现在基督教的方式来庆祝耶稣复活
Even though we do believe in resurrection as a central theme in the Bible, but there is nothing that is recorded in the Bible about the holiday of Easter.
所以我们相信耶稣复活。
And so, therefore, we believe that Lord Jesus resurrected.
我们也盼望我们将来能够跟主耶稣一样复活。
And we have this living hope that one day we shall resurrect like Lord Jesus.
但是我们的信仰要回归圣经。
But our faith must be kept in accordance to the Bible and return to the Bible.
所以我们不庆祝在特别一天来庆祝。
That is why there is no particular holiday that we celebrate this.
或者做一些额外的活动，像跟这个蛋有关系的，这个我们都不做。
We will also not follow human tradition to have any Easter egg hunts or anything to do with the human tradition of Easter.
哦，我们教会的目标就是回归圣经。
The purpose and this is the intent of a church is to return to the Bible.
那耶稣复活最重要的证明。
And the greatest proof that Lord Jesus resurrected.
就是说，我如果回到天上，我要赐圣灵下来。
It's when Lord Jesus promised that once I resurrect and I ascend to heaven, I shall send down the Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以他复活四十天在地面。
So when Lord Jesus resurrected from death and appeared for 40 days to the people in this world,
显现给门徒看。
He appeared to the disciples.
四十天以后，门徒就看到他升天。
And after 40 days, the disciples witnessed that he ascended to heaven.
他们就进到耶路撒冷开始祷告。
And so they As were instructed by Lord Jesus, they enter into Jerusalem to pray.
在五旬节这一天，圣灵就从天上降下来。
To wait and to pray for the promised Holy Spirit. And so on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended from heaven.
我们今天相信耶稣不但复活，已经升天，因为我们照他的应许祷告，可以得圣灵。
And they receive the Holy Spirit. Likewise, today, when we pray according to the promise of the Bible and receive the Holy Spirit, we know that it is in fact proof that Lord Jesus Christ resurrected.
这是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
那我们的信仰
，and our faith，
啊，都是照着圣经的应许来的。
Should be all in accordance to the promises of the Bible.
好，那下面一个问题。
So there is a question.
啊，要如何深入祷告
？How can we pray deeply in the Spirit？
啊，深入祷告要多久？
How long does it take to pray deeply in the Spirit?
圣经告诉我们说，神是一个灵。
The Bible teaches us that God is Spirit.
所以拜他要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
Those who worship Him must worship in Spirit and truth.
所谓深入祷告，就是我们的心啊，从这个世界到最后集中到一点。
And to pray deeply in Spirit means that we contain our heart. So that it's finally focused into one point.
就是我跟神在讲话。
It is only we are departing from this world, and it's only we and the Heavenly Father talking.
那其他世界都已经暂时放在一边了。
And we have placed the world completely aside.
那这样叫做深入祷告。
And this means to pray deeply in the Spirit.
那深入祷告要多久？
So how long can we need to pray before we reach this depth of prayer?
每一个人不太一样。
Every person is different.
而且时间啊，什么时候祷告也会不太一样。
It depends on your circumstances and when you actually pray.
如果我们早上起来就祷告
，If we pray once we arise in the morning,
我们的心还没有进到世界，或者世界还没有进到我们的心。
And our hearts have not yet entered the world, or the world has not yet entered into our heart.
我们就很容易就祷告很深入。
With a very clean heart, it's very easy to pray deeply in the Spirit.
不是说其他时间祷告就没有效。
It is not that any other time of prayer in a day is ineffective.
是早上祷告容易深入。
But that in the morning when we pray, it's much easier to reach deeply into prayer.
所以人在早上一大早起来祷告，有时候特别会有体验。
And so oftentimes when we get up very early in the morning to pray,It's very easy to experience God.
但是可以肯定的，就是说，只有几分钟，大概没有办法深入。
We can say that a prayer that is only a few minutes long probably will be very difficult to get deep into prayer.
但是圣经没有讲多久。
But the Bible has never stated a time frame.
那每一个人自己去体验，就可以知道到底要多久。
Everyone needs to pray on our own to be able to experience how long it takes for us to reach.The depth of spirit and prayer.
那深入祷告的内容是一直重复自己的请求吗
？And so when we pray deeply in the spirit, does that mean we keep repeating our request to God?
其实我们没有祷告之前，圣经说我们需要神都知道。
Actually, the Bible instructs us that even before we speak, God already knows the requests of our lips.
圣经说不要用重复的话好像神没有听到我要这样我要这样一直一个小时都要告诉神我要什么
And therefore the Bible teaches us don't keep repeating So in that one hour prayer don't be there repeating demanding that Lord Jesus give you this and that over and over again
有时候我们开始的时候告诉神你要什么
And so when we pray, sometimes we start out by asking, Lord, what is your will?
如果祷告到一半，我们自己好像没有办法专心，你可以再重复告诉神，我现在在祷告什么。
And sometimes you may lose your concentration. You can then start over and ask and tell God again why you're praying.
但是你没有讲，神也知道。
Actually, before you speak, God already knows the intents of your heart.
所以不需要重复，我们需要什么。
So we don't need to request again, repeat what we need.
那我们没有得圣灵以前，就是一直的赞美神，感谢神，这样就可以。
Before we have received the Holy Spirit, all we have to do is continue to praise and thank God.
所以我们就讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And the way we do this is by repeating Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚啊，启示录里面讲，我们在天国见到神，都是在赞美神，哈利路亚。
As revelations in the Bible has taught us, even in heaven above, when they praise the Heavenly Father, they use the word Hallelujah to praise God.
当我们从心里面在赞美他，感谢他。
And when we pray to God from the deepest sincerity of our heart,
我们就是在献灵祭。
We are actually giving a sacrifice of praise.
所以我们来教会哦，神什么都不要，就是要我们的心。
And so when we come to church,God doesn't want anything from us except our hearts.
就是向他感谢赞美，这样就是献祭。
Which is to give him praise and thanks, that is offering sacrifice to him.
所以要重复的感谢赞美神，这是好的，但是我们的需要不需要重复。
We need to continually praise God, and it's okay to repeat the praises, but we don't need to keep praising, repeating our demands or requests to God.
但是等我们得圣灵以后，
After we have received the Holy Spirit,
这个圣灵会代替我们，按着神的旨意代替我们祷告。
A Holy Spirit shall lead us in prayer according to the will of God.
那这个祷告是更深入。
And then this prayer shall reach deep in the Spirit.
OK, 那再来一次，请问你可以更清楚解释你如何得到圣灵？是很突然吗？我想应该是 Irene。
So can you explain? This is a question for Sister Irene. When you received the Holy Spirit, was it very sudden?
我就按照教会所教我们的方式祷告。
This is how I prayed according to the instructions of the church.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
口念哈利路亚，但是在心里，向主耶稣讲话。
And so, even though my mouth is saying Hallelujah, actually in my heart I'm talking to God.
我那个祷告方面，我觉得，当时我领受圣灵，我等了差不多三年。
And it took me 3 years of praying. Finally, I received the Holy Spirit.
其实第二年的时候，我已经 supposedly 领受圣灵了。
Actually, in year two, I should have already received the Holy Spirit.
我就这样子一直每天祷告，读圣经，每天祷告求圣灵。有一天，我去参加那个圣经营，传道就把那个水祷告起来，水已经领受圣灵，就看到地上有打一个勾，用那个粉笔打一个勾。
So actually in the church, anyone who received Holy Spirit, they would put a mark on the ground. They indicate that this person has received a Holy Spirit.
那天才圣经营 Bible Camp 的第一天，我祷告起来，我看到有一个勾。
So in year two, in the Bible Camp that I attended, that day after after prayer, I saw someone had marked my prayer spot that I received the Holy Spirit.
那时候我还没有受洗，我就很自信地站起来跟那个传道说，传道，我还没有得到圣灵啊。
And at that time, I did not receive the Holy Spirit. Did not receive baptism yet, and I was confused. So I stood up and said to the preacher, "No, I don't think I received the Holy Spirit."
Because 我祷告的时候，我非常清楚的，还听到我的声音，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，我的舌头还没有卷动。
Because at that time, when I was praying, I could clearly hear myself saying, still clearly, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah," and not speaking in tongues.
传道就跟我讲说，不要怀疑，心里不要有怀疑，只要求，不要怀疑。
The preacher said to me, "Don't doubt, just believe."
因为我相信我自己的听觉，我就再等多一年，没有讲灵言。
I didn't have that faith, so I just believed myself. So that's why I didn't get the Holy Spirit for another year.
下一年也是参加同样的圣经营，然后第一天跪下来祷告起来，又有一个打勾。
And next year, And the same Bible camp, the same day after prayer, I see a mark on the prayer spot that I receive the Holy Spirit.
同样的传道，在同样的教会跟我讲，这位朋友已经领受到圣灵。
Again, it was the same preacher in the same church said this friend has received the Holy Spirit.
但是这一次我学到教训，心里不要怀疑。
And this time, I believe because I've learned before that I should not doubt.
传道是看到我的舌头有跳动才这样说的。
And because the preacher had observed my tongue has already started to move on its own, so that's why he determined.
虽然我没有感觉到，但是这一次我说我没有跟我没有说什么。
And so this time I did not refute his determination that I received the Holy Spirit.
然后跪下来下午祷告会，我就说感谢主耶稣已经赐给我圣灵。
And so that very afternoon when I knelt down to pray, I said to the Lord Jesus.Thank you for having already given me the Holy Spirit.
我的那时候我的信心是凭着马可福音十一章二十四节。
In that time, my faith is in accordance to Mark chapter 11:24.
说你如果有信心，你求什么就必得着。
If you have faith, you will receive whatever you ask.
求圣灵是按照主耶稣的旨意。
If we pray for Holy Spirit, it's according to the will of God.
所以我当时可算是三年以后，我得到圣灵。
So 3 years later, I received the Holy Spirit.
我的舌头开始卷动。
My tongue started to roll.
我讲哈利路亚，但是哈，然后就那个舌头放着，让它卷动。
When I said Hallelujah, I just let the Holy Spirit roll my tongue by itself.
心里非常喜乐。
And my heart was filled with joy.
身体觉得非常轻。
I felt my body was very light.
我觉得不可能，因为我。
And I felt that it's really quite impossible because even though I was a little bit more heavy set.
谢谢啊。第二个问题哈，如果你已经知道灵言这一回事，那是否会潜移默化影响你真正得到灵言？潜移默化，英文怎么办？
So if you already understand this question, saying.If you already understand about Holy Spirit speaking tongues, could it be possible that your own, that speaking tongues could be a figment of your own imagination?
对，好像说，如果我们住在一个家庭都讲韩国话，听久了你自然就会讲，是不是？
As if maybe if you are living in a family that speaks Korean, maybe after a while.You get in your head that you can speak Korean.
那是不是我来到真耶稣教会，大家都讲灵言，习惯了久了，我自己跪下祷告就会讲，是不是这样
？So the question is, if I come to Trinity Church for a long time, after a period of time, maybe I myself automatically speak in tongue, just like everyone, because I've learned it.
不是这样哈。
No, that's not the case.
如果没有得到圣灵
，If you have not received the Holy Spirit,
我们教会也有人求很久都没有不会说方言。
Because we have cases where people have prayed for years and they never receive the Holy Spirit.
刚刚那个 Irene 她先生现在还在求圣灵。
Even Irene's husband right now still have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以这个不是因为我们知道了潜移默化你自然就会讲，不是这样。
So it is not something that's psychologically inclined where just because you know about tongues and then you know how to speak it.
得了就会讲方言。不得就不会讲方言。
According to the Bible, if you receive Holy Spirit, you naturally utter an unknown tongue.
那也不是学的。
It is not something you learn from others how to speak in tongue either.
也所以也不是一般有一次教会说谁教我讲方言，不是这样。
So it is not like some churches where they teach you how to speak in tongue.
那也不是人说你讲快一点，他自然就会动起来，也不是这样。
And it's not like what some people say.Just say Hallelujah faster, and then you'll get a speaking tongue right away.
这个是灵降下来被感动，你自然就会说方言。
No, this is actually a spiritual event where the Holy Spirit descends upon you, and it causes you to utter an unknown tongue.
在你的经验这个小孩子最年轻得圣灵的大概是几岁
The next question says, in your experience.What is the youngest age that a child can receive Holy Spirit?
我们这里有很多父母，也有宗教教员。你听过最年轻的几岁得圣灵
？We have a lot of parents and RU teachers here. What is the youngest you have heard that you have received Holy Spirit?
最年轻几岁？
啊，
三岁啊，两岁，哦，我听到的是五岁，哦，也有四岁啊，他现在说有两岁，哦，就是这个很奇妙了，哦，这个只要这个小孩子心里单纯哦，懂得向神祷告，他就会得胜。
This is actually a very miraculous thing. If a child learns how to pray to the Lord, he can actually experience God and experience the Holy Spirit himself too.
老到90岁，快要100岁，祷告都可以得胜。
And even those people who are 90 or 100 years old can pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
年轻到两三岁都可以得胜。
And even those who are 2 or 3 can receive the Holy Spirit.
这非常奇妙。
It's indeed a very miraculous thing.
啊，什么是圣灵？
And so what is the Holy Spirit?
啊，圣经里面圣灵有说他是神的灵。
The Bible describes Holy Spirit, Spirit of God.
那神就是灵。
And God is Spirit.
圣灵就是神本身啊。
So the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以得圣灵就是神借着他的灵住在我们里面，与我们同在。
So what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit? It means that the Spirit of God has come inside our hearts and dwell within our hearts.
那圣灵又叫做耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ.
因为耶稣就是神，神就是耶稣啊。
Because Jesus Christ is God Himself, and God is Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵降临哈，我们更容易认识耶稣，因为他的灵在我们里面开我们的心。
So when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, we can know God even more intimately, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊，那第二个啊，要如何才能得圣灵？
Secondly, how can we pray for the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣说，祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Lord Jesus said, seek and you shall find, ask and it will be given to you, and knock the door will be opened to you.
最后是，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人呢？
Even so, would not the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him?
所以要求。
Therefore, we need to ask.
这个主耶稣讲的啊。
This is something that Lord Jesus said.
所以我们信旧约圣灵，圣经不是这样讲。
This is not like what some churches proclaim that once you believe, you automatically get the Holy Spirit. No.
那神最爱我们。
We have to ask, and that's why God loves us so much.
所以他把最宝贵的恩典给我们。
He is willing to give us this most precious gift.
就是他本身借着他的灵要住在我们里面。
Which is He Himself.Through His Spirit, will be willing to abide and dwell in us.
第三个，我们如何祷告，在灵里祷告，来明白神的旨意。
How can we know? How can we pray in the Spirit to understand God's will?
神的旨意啊，第一个就是都隐藏在圣经里。
Now, firstly, God's will is all written in the scripture of the Bible.
所以如果我们祷告被圣灵充满，你在读圣经哈，我们就可以明白神的旨意。
So if we pray and fill the Holy Spirit, and then we read the Bible, we'll become very clear what is the will of God to us.
这个叫做普遍性的旨意。
And this is called the general will of God.
那神对个别每个人有他特别的旨意。
For individual cases.God will also have His specific will for our lives.
那我们很迫切祷告，神就用很多不同的方法让我们明白他的旨意。
When we pray earnestly for Him to reveal His will to us, the Lord shall find many miraculous ways to make it known to us.
但是祷告在灵里祷告来明白神的旨意，这个方向是正确的。
And this direction of seeking His will.Through deep prayers in the Spirit is a right and correct way.
当我向他祷告，我怎么知道神在听呢？
How do I know that God is listening to me when I pray to Him?
圣经说圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Bible says that Holy Spirit uses groans, words cannot be uttered to intercede for us in prayer.
所以当我们用圣灵祷告，当然神本身是在听了。
And so when we're praying in the Spirit, God is listening to us.
因为这是他的灵嘛。
For this is the Spirit Himself.
他用按照神的旨意，照着我们的需要祷告，神就是在其中了，就是神在听。
For the Spirit Himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
第五个。
Fifth question.
我是不是要很大声的祷告？
Well, why do I need to pray out loud?
这个圣经有两个例子。
There are two examples in the Bible.
一个是哈拿祷告，只动嘴唇，没有出声音。
When Hannah was praying, she moved her lips, but no sound came out.
但是祷告完了，她祷告也蒙神垂听。
But after her prayer, God listened and fulfilled her prayer.
那主耶稣是大声流泪哀哭祷告。
Example of Jesus' prayer was to cry out loud to his Father in heaven.
但是一般我们都要出声祷告。
And generally, it's better for us to pray out loud.
但是大小声啊，这不是最重要关键。
And how, what our volume is in prayer actually does not matter.
最重要是我们的心。
But it is how earnest and how sincere our heart is.
最后一个问题。
And last question.
一般的人是不是能够了解他们在用方言祷告讲什么？
Do people understand what they're saying when they're praying tongues?
圣经讲得很清楚哦。
这
个方言祷告是对神说，不是对人说，所以听不懂，我们没有办法听清。
The praying in tongues is a language spoken to God and not to man, so it is not for man to understand.
那如果听不懂，为什么要用方言祷告
？So if we cannot understand these tongues, then what is the purpose of praying in tongues? Is the next question.
我们就回到我们刚刚的答案哈。
We go back to the answer we spoke before.
圣灵了解神的意思。
The Holy Spirit understands the will of God.
圣灵也知道我们的需要。
The Holy Spirit knows and searches our needs.
所以圣灵会代替我们，按着我们的需要，照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
So the Holy Spirit Himself shall intercede for us with groanings that cannot be uttered in accordance with the will of God in prayer.
所以因为这样，所以用灵言祷告是好的。
And that is why this is a wonderful miracle of God. And we pray in this way in spirit.
然后我们再看一般的悟性祷告。
And we look at general prayers and understanding using human words.
这个悟性祷告大概都是集中在一个范围内。
We notice that praying and understanding only focuses on certain aspects.
那几分钟你就不晓得讲什么。
And after a few minutes, there's not much more that could be said.
但是圣灵了解我们内各方面的需要。
But the Holy Spirit actually searches our hearts and minds and knows what is our needs.
所以这种祷告是最完全。
And that is why His intercession for His saints is the most complete according to the will of God.
这是我们最后要一起来祷告。
And finally, we will come to pray in spirit.
我们已经听到很好的见证。
We have heard a wonderful testimony.
祷告能够得到神的恩典。
Prayer shall means that it's an opportunity to receive blessings.
祷告可以得圣灵。
Prayer means we can receive the opportunity of getting Holy Spirit.
可以体验神。
Prayer means we can experience God.
欢迎诸位也跟我们一起祷告。
So we welcome everyone to join us in prayer.
我们跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
We kneel down. It represents our respect and honor to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes and put our hands together is to concentrate.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名讲一次。
The first thing we say is, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. We speak this only once.
重复念 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Then we continue to praise Him by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我都加心。所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
And so we will now pray.
欢迎大家跟我们一起祷告。
We welcome everyone to pray with us.
在祷告之前，有没有谁有问题可以举手
？Anyone have any questions before we commence prayer? Raise your hands.
好，没有问题，我们就一起跪下来祷告啊。只有几分钟而已哈。
We are only going to pray a few minutes, and if you have any questions, we'll start.